Spirit Solutions by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Raina Boughton. January 23rd. It has been snowing all day. The trees in the garden are hung with icicles, and Graham and Simon had to shovel off some of the thick white blanket that coated the drive so that Clive Mason could inch his car up to the house. I could see him peering over the steering wheel from the hall window, his glasses perched on the end of his nose. I always had the impression that Father enjoyed Mason's somewhat obsequious professional manner. I suppose that is why, after the rumours began circulating, he allowed him to continue handling his affairs. Mason looked us over one by one as if we were still small children, arranged for his approval. We had gathered in the hall when we heard his car turn into the drive. Faye took his coat, and Graham, snapping out of a reverie, led the way into the music room. It was as cold as the grave. You could see your breath in front of your face. I felt like fetching my duvet. There were no surprises. At least, I think we all knew what Father would do. Mason droned through the preliminaries. The money went into Mother's years of care. All there is left is the house and...